Welcome to Jungle Warfare, Jungle Air Horn Hit, where we're going to build a short, aggressive horn stab and arrange it so it actually slaps inside a full jungle or drum and bass drop. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around Ableton Live 12, MIDI editing, clips, and basic mixing. What we're focusing on here is making that horn feel intentional, not random, not cheesy. Not just thrown on top for hype. We want a weaponized brass punctuation mark that cuts through breaks, bass, and effects without losing its edge. Set your project up around 170 to 174 BPM in 4/4. Keep the grid tight, because in jungle and DNB, timing matters a lot. Horn stabs usually work best when they're short and rhythmically precise, with just enough space around them for the breakbeat to breathe. Now, the first decision is your source. You can go with a sampled air horn, a brass stab, a dancehall-style horn, or even synthesize one with wave-eatable, analog, or operator. For this vibe, a sample usually gets you there faster and feels more authentic. Drop the sample into Sampler, set it to one shot, make sure the voice count is one, and trim the start and end tightly so there's no dead air before the attack. That front edge is everything. If the first 20 to 50 milliseconds aren't strong, the horn loses authority right away. From there, build a simple processing chain with Ableton's stock devices. A solid starting point is EQ8, saturator, compressor, echo or delay, hybrid reverb, and utility. This chain gives you control, weight, and a bit of space without washing out the hit. Start with EQ8. Clean up the low end with a high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, depending on the sample. If the horn is harsh, look for painful mids somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz and make a narrow cut. You can also add a gentle presence boost around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz if the horn needs more body on smaller speakers. If the sample feels dull, a subtle top-end shelf around 7 to 10 kHz can help, but don't overdo it. In darker DNB, too much brightness can make the horn feel thin or annoying instead of powerful. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try around 3 to 8 dB of drive, keep soft clip on, and trim the output so it doesn't just get louder, it gets denser. That density is what helps the horn punch through drums and bass without needing silly volume boosts. If the sound is too clean, a bit of extra drive or a gentle clipping curve can give it more attitude. Then use compressor to keep the horn controlled. A ratio somewhere around 2:1 to 4:1 is a good place to start, with an attack around 10 to 30 ms and release around 60 to 120 ms. You're aiming for a few dB of gain reduction, just enough to tame the tail while leaving the front transient alive. If the hit feels too squashed, slow the attack down a touch so the front edge can still jump out. Now for space. Be careful here, because too much reverb is one of the fastest ways to ruin a horn in jungle. Hybrid reverb works great if you keep it tight. Think short decay, maybe 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, a little pre-delay, around 20 to 40 ms, and low wet level, maybe 8 to 18%. Also cut the low end in the reverb so it doesn't muddy the mix. A small room or plate usually works better than some giant cinematic wash. If you want a bit of old school movement, a subtle echo with a dark filter and low feedback can add depth without blurring the hit. At this point, start shaping the character. If you want that jungle warfare vibe, think less melodic lead and more signal flare. You can pitch the horn down a couple semitones for menace, or up a little if you want it sharper and more urgent. A light touch of redux can add roughness. You can also layer a barely audible noise burst or texture hit underneath for extra attack. One really useful trick is to duplicate the horn and create one version that's dry and upfront, and another that's delayed or reverbed underneath. Group them together, and now you've got a core hit plus a shadow version. Now let's sequence the horn. The best jungle and DNB horn patterns usually act like call and response. They answer the drums, the bass, or a fill. A simple and effective idea is a hit on bar 1, a response on bar 3, and maybe a pickup right before the drop or phrase change. You can also use a quick double tap or a stutter for tension. In MIDI, keep the note length short, vary the velocities a little, and if you want a looser jungle feel, nudge some hits slightly off the grid. If you're aiming for a harder modern DNB vibe, keep it locked in tight. Think in phrases, not just hits. Place the horn where the track naturally speaks. Great spots are after a snare accent, between chopped break slices, on the offbeat before a drop, or at the end of an 8-bar phrase. A horn that lands in the right structural moment feels like part of the arrangement. A horn dropped randomly just sounds pasted on. Let's map that into a practical arrangement. In an 8-bar section, you might leave the first couple bars horn-free, letting the drums and bass build tension. Then hit the horn on bar 3, bring in a stronger accent or a reverse swell on bar 4, and let the main drop start on bar 5 with the horn doubling the bass energy. Bar 6 can have a little stutter on the last beat, bar 7 can use a lower pitched variation, and bar 8 can close with a final stab into the next section. In a 16-bar section, you can be even more strategic. Tease the horn sparingly in the first 4 bars, increase callouts in bars 5 to 8, keep the drop selective in bars 9 to 12, and then hit a climax in bars 13 to 16 with layered horns and automation. Variation is huge here. If you repeat the exact same horn hit over and over, it loses power fast. Build a small family of versions, a main dry hit, a darker or lower passed version, and a more effects-heavy version, with longer reverb or delay for transitions. You can also transpose one version down a few semitones for weight, and another slightly up for urgency. Change velocity, note length, or the simpler start point. Even tiny changes make the horn feel intentional instead of copy-pasted. Automation is where this really comes alive. Open the filter before a drop, increase reverb on the last horn before the transition, then snap it back dry on the first beat of the drop. You can also automate saturator drive for climactic moments, or use utility gain to push a key hit forward. If the horn fights the kick, a subtle side chain from the kick or drum bus can help it duck, just enough to stay glued to the groove. Keep that ducking gentle. You want the horn to bend around the rhythm, not disappear. A big coaching note here, check the horn at low volume. If it vanishes when you turn the monitors down, it probably needs more mid-range presence, not just more gain. And always check mono compatibility. Jungle arrangements often collapse to mono in clubs, on phones, or on smaller systems, so if the horn only works in stereo, it's not strong enough yet. If you want to push things further, resample the processed horn to audio. This makes it much easier to slice, reverse, and re-edit. Once it's bounced, shop out the full hit, the tail only, a reversed approach, and maybe a stuttered version. That gives you a compact toolkit from one sound. You can also build a parallel grit layer by duplicating the track, distorting the duplicate, rolling off its lows and highs, and blending it low underneath the clean hit. That way, your core sound stays clear while the parallel layer adds dirt and energy. When you arrange it, give the horn a job. Maybe it's the intro signal, maybe it's the drop announcement, maybe it's a break restart or a final bar warning. In a strong jungle track, the horn should feel structural. It should help the track move. It should mark phrases. It should create contrast. That's the secret. The horn isn't wallpaper. It's punctuation. So here's your quick practice challenge. Build a 4-bar loop at 172 BPM. Load a horn sample into Sampler, process it with EQ8, saturator, compressor, and hybrid reverb, and write a pattern with horn hits on bar 1 beat 1, bar 2 beat 4, bar 3 beat 1, and bar 4 beat 4. Make one variation on the final hit, like lower pitch or extra echo. Then put a chopped breakbeat and a bass line underneath it, with enough empty space for the horn to breathe. The goal is to make the horn feel like a phrase marker, not like sample spam. If you remember one thing from this lesson, make it this. In jungle and DNB, the horn works best when it behaves like rhythmic punctuation with attitude. Short, controlled, and placed with purpose. Do that, and your horn won't just sit in the track. It'll help define the whole drop.